Proclamation number 8452 of 29th of March, 1963. Proof of God is His Word. Exceeding the authority. And my word is offered to you humans. In whatever way it may happen. You will recognize that I want to make it easy for you to establish a bond with me. For as soon as you read it and take the content into your heart, you will feel that you are being addressed by me. And then you will also be able to maintain this bond with me by often turning to me in thought. I only want to achieve this mental bond, and therefore I address you directly or indirectly. I approach you myself in order to take on a form for you, in order to reveal myself to you as something of essence, in order to make a connection comprehensible to you between you and the power which called you into life. And all people will one day harbor such thoughts within themselves as to how their origin can be explained. And according to their strength of will, they will also be mentally instructed again. Everything spiritual that lives on earth as a human being shall mature, and all possibilities will be opened up for it to reach the goal of becoming free from its material external form. So one of these possibilities is that they listen to my word, which is offered to them in the most diverse ways. For I was originally in contact with all my living creations through my word, which they heard and thus knew about my will. And if they are now to fulfill their destiny on earth, they must also now know about my will again, because the fulfillment of my will also releases the spiritual from all material form. Yet people at this time don't want to accept all this because they often don't want to believe in the existence of a God and Creator, and therefore they also mostly reject my word. They place themselves completely outside my order of eternity because they don't fear any responsibility towards a higher power. And such people can rarely only be informed of the will of this power, the fulfillment of which, however, requires release from the form. Thus I cannot reveal myself to them, I cannot address them myself, because no bond whatsoever is established with me, which alone brings about a maturing of the spiritual in earthly life. And yet, the belief in a God and Creator may not be completely eradicated on earth, which, however, is what my adversary has in mind. But then he will exceed his authority, and I will prevent him from carrying out his plan in the end. Which also gives you a comprehensible explanation for the ending of an earth period. For even if people don't want to believe, humanity must never lose all knowledge about a God and Creator, so that they can voluntarily adjust themselves to such knowledge at any time that they can also change their initial standpoint. God completely denying. Because they have knowledge of a being. Even against the will to acknowledge this being. But if all knowledge of the God and Creator were to disappear amongst people, then salvation would no longer be possible, but this will never be permitted by me for the sake of the return of those who once fell away from me. And time and again my word will be conveyed to earth, whereby I will prove myself and reveal myself to people who allow me to speak to them. And my adversary will never be able to prevent this conveyance of my word, even though he will do everything to invalidate my word and influence people to doubt my existence. Time and again good forces will be at work which have an enlightening effect and assist those who want to believe and seriously strive towards their maturing. But it will remain a battle between light and darkness as long as there are still unredeemed spirits. And this battle will become even harder the closer the end of a redemption period is. Because by then the darkness has become so strong that the light can only break through weakly. But it will never be able to be completely extinguished. and the light will triumph in the end and shine strongly again at the beginning of a new era and have a pleasing effect on people who will no longer oppose the light and will also walk in the light for a long time. And once again I will be able to address people and reveal myself to them. I will also dwell amongst people myself and make them happy with my address because they have now reached a degree of maturity which allows my direct dwelling amongst them and because my adversary has been rendered harmless for a long time and can no longer dim the light. Amen.